thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
It's time for the movie review with blind movie critic Jay Forey, joining us from blindsidereviews.com. Hello.
Hi, Simon. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. Are you keeping in out the rain? Oh, that's right. It doesn't rain there, does it?
Yeah, we do get some rain. No snow here. A little rain every once in a while. Wintertime, it's not like the summer where it rains every day.
Yeah, because there's some trouble up there in California, isn't there, with a dam?
Oh, yeah, Simon, it's hard to believe. 10 years ago, they said there was going to be, there was some possible problems with the dam. Nobody done anything about it. And now look what happened, Simon.
There you go. Well, hopefully it'll all work out fine. We move on now to our movie review. We've got two movies. The first one is The Founder. Certificate 12A opens today, February the 17th. It's a biography. It's a drama. It's historical. Directed by John Lee Hancock, and it stars Michael Keaton and Nick Offerman and John Carroll Lynch and Linda Cardellini. Now, the struggling salesman Ray Kroc meets Mac and Dick McDonald, co-operators of a burger restaurant in the 1950s, Southern California.
I know what you're thinking. How the heck does a 52-year-old, over-the-hill milkshake machine salesman build a fast food empire with 1,600 restaurants and an annual revenue of $700 million? One word. Persistence.
Prince Castle Sales.
Hi, Jim.
Ray, how's it going down there?
Good. Swell. A lot of interest.
We got an order. 6 mixers.
To anyone in particular?
McDonald's.
Care for a little tour?
We wanted something different, and that's when my brother here comes up with one of his brilliant ideas.
Orders ready in 30 seconds, not 30 minutes.
Unique, original, there's nothing like this.
It's revolutionary.
It's exactly what it is. It's revolutionary.
What is that?
The Golden Arches.
It's a way to make the place stand out.
Huh. There should be McDonald's everywhere. Franchise the damn thing.
Mr. Kroc.
Franchise.
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 McDonald's can be the new American church. And it ain't just open on Sundays, boys.
I'm a bit peckish. Is that what this film's all about?
It's all about eating, and that's my favorite thing. You and I were talking about, is this Founder, Founders? If you think about it, it could be both. Really, the founder of McDonald's is Ray Kroc, but really the two original founders, like you mentioned, was Mac McDonald and Dick McDonald. So, and these two guys here, in the 50s, they had a restaurant, serving hamburgers, shakes, and stuff like that. And they learned how to make it really fast. They wanted people to be able to get their hamburgers and their drinks up within 30 seconds. And people loved that, in the 50s, getting their stuff quicker. They'd never heard of that before. Usually sitting and waiting. Well, Ray Kroc, who actually sold the milkshake machines to them, found out about it, came out and says, hey, how do you do this? He says, you need to franchise this. And the restaurant was called McDonald's, and so they franchised it all over the country. Well, he was a franchise manager. He was really aggressive. He found a way to take the land where McDonald's were at and make that his own, and he basically took over McDonald's from the two guys at a takeover, and that's how he became the owner of McDonald's. And now that kind of takes the shine off the Golden Arches, doesn't it, Simon?
Yes, it does, because I hadn't even thought of that until I saw the film, that was what the Golden Arches was about.
Exactly. I know. I guess what I wouldn't mind seeing is where Ronald McDonald came from in this film. But no, we didn't hit on that. It's how he took over. Now, I tell you what, Simon, though, I absolutely loved this film. It was good from beginning to the end. It's a great piece of history, something I didn't even know about. And Michael Keaton, who played Ray Kroc, was just fantastic the past couple of years, winning Academy Award. But now, he's hit a new time in his life where he's doing really great. I was actually, disappointed he wasn't up for an Academy Award or any type of awards, but that's okay. It's a fun movie. It's great to see. You see how McDonald's came to be. You may not exactly like it. Unfortunately, he's a No, he has a kind of he's kind of the bad guy in this film, Ray Kroc is. So you can't root for him. You kind of feel bad for the other two McDonald's brothers, but they're kind of the problem with them is they don't want to make changes. They want to just have this one McDonald's, you know, restaurant. So they kind of deserve each other, and I guess it's how this thing is the best man won here.
I thought it was quite blatant, though, that it's McDonald's, because normally they would put something that was similar to the real thing. And you think, that is this just a really ruthless self-promotion in some ways?
Well, you know what? I actually thought of that, too. I thought, hey, is McDonald's going to sell more? But the thing is, people, when you watch this film, you kind of don't like McDonald's. It kind of, like I said, it takes the shine off the golden arches. You're kind of going, I got to know, you know, I don't know if I want to go to McDonald's tomorrow if this is the way it started, you know. And so you kind of get that feeling. So no, it's not a self-promotion. It's really a, and what I liked about it is you find out where McDonald's came from. Let's think about all the biographies we've been watching over the past couple of years about iPhones, about Facebook, and all, and how these guys took over, usually pretty ruthless, and how they came to take over these, and that's kind of how Ray Kroc did for McDonald's.
You watch it, and I'll take over the movie review.
Okay, you can take over from me. Okay, you can begin now. Simon, so what's your rating there?
Well, do you know, Jay, I'm thinking a B-.
No, an A-. So you got the minus correct. Oh, I love this film. This is just, as you can tell, I loved it. It was a great film. The editing was tight. It was a really, like an hour and 45 minutes, so you don't get bored, which I do sometimes. And you won't get bored. Like I said, they kept it moving from scene to scene. A-, check this out. The Founder, not The Founders, like I originally was calling it. It's a really good Michael Keaton, Simon. I think you'll like it.
You're listening to The Movie Review here on RNIB Connect Radio with blind movie critic Jay Foddy and Simon Pawley. We move on now to Hidden Figures, Certificate PG. Also opens today, February the 17th. It's a drama directed by Theodore Melfi, and it stars Tara G.P. Henson. We've got Octavia Spencer. We've got Kevin Costner. We've got Kirsten Dunst and also Mahershala Ali. As the United States raced against Russia to put a man in space, NASA found untapped talent in a group of African-American female mathematicians that served as the brains behind one of the greatest operations in U.S. history.
You're a computer at NASA. They let women handle that sort of...
Yes, it's an uphill battle.
Yes, they let women do some things at NASA, Mr. Johnson. And it's not because we wear skirts. It's because we wear glasses.
We go from being our father's daughters to our husband's wives to our baby's mothers.
You've been gone for 300 hours.
Was Mama gone for 12 and a half days?
No, but it felt like it.
It felt like it to me, too.
It's crunch time. In 14 days, astronauts will be here for training. Everything we do is going to matter to their wives, to their children. I believe it's going to matter to the whole damn country.
My gals are ready. We can do the work.
That's John Glenn.
What do you ladies do for NASA?
Calculate your launch and landing, sir.
Engineering. And I'm proud as the devil to be working with you.
How could you possibly be ogling these white men?
It's equal rights. I have the right to see fine in Africa.
There's no protocol for women attending.
There's no protocol for a man circling the earth either, sir.
Every time we have a chance to get ahead, they move the finish line. Every time.
We all get there together, or we don't get there at all.
Right, well, I didn't know anything about this story, Mr. Foddy.
Well, I didn't either, Simon. It's actually quite interesting. It's a really interesting story, and you basically, it told the whole thing. It's like you said, three black women in the 50s went to school, and this is the part I like to, they went to college, were engineers, mathematicians, which women in themselves you don't hear as mathematicians and engineers. Here there's three black women that do this. And as they're trying to get the Gemini mission into place, into space, and John Glenn was back at that time in the late 50s when they tried to, in the early 60s, when they're trying to get into space. These three women, now, they were parts of actually dozens and hundreds of other people, but they just narrowly, you know, look at these three and how they helped put them into space and the obstacles they went in, the problems they had, I guess, with doing, and the problems being female and being black. Now, the one thing I didn't like about this thing, for example, they said, okay, Octavia Spencer actually had the lead role, and supposedly at one point she had to go like 20 minutes or a half a mile to get to a black bathroom. Another part they said she, John Glenn, actually asked her, could you run these numbers again before I go into space 10 minutes before? A lot of this stuff just was not true. And by the bad thing is, by manufacturing this drama, so to speak, they make the whole thing look possibly not true. But a lot of it is. So, unfortunately, I'm very disappointed that they pushed the limit, tried to make it more melodramatic than maybe it was. It was emotional. It's a great piece about space, a great piece about racism in the 50s, and it just... don't push it so hard. Nowadays, actually, the movie's doing very well over here because they're having a lot of the kids from schools go to see it because it has to do with space, has to do with women in jobs, has to do with racism. So it's really a good film to see. I think they just pushed the limit too much on actually what happened.
And you know what I'm like with these so-called true stories, because I find them misleading, because people then, they see a true story, and then they think, well, this is how it happened. And because you're seeing it, or you're right, taking it in an entertainment, you kind of subconsciously just believe it, don't you?
Oh, you're exactly right. And like we saw, you and I talked about a film, Gold, a couple weeks ago. It's so not true, a lot of it. More of it's not true than true. Now, I think this is has a lot more truth to it. But unfortunately, by doing that, and you got to look at, these are not documentaries. And people have to look at that and say, that'd be like doing a story on me and this guy, after I die, this blind guy is a movie critic. He walked 20 miles in the snow uphill blind. Well, hey, don't snow in Florida, so we know that's not true. But I'm saying you have to make them realistic, and I think it's realistic, just kind of overblown a little bit. I really like the film, though. It's emotional. You learn a lot about the space program. And I enjoyed it, though, Simon.
Well, what are you going to give it for a rating, then?
I'm going to give it a B rating. It's very well worth seeing. Just they pushed the limit a little bit too much. But like I said, the kids over here are learning a lot about space, racism, and women having good jobs, going to school. Oh, that's what I was going to say. The one great thing I did like about it is one thing I actually bumped it up. They talk about racism here without violence. They're doing, okay, here, schooling helps, your daily life, what you do in the job. That stuff is what really helps racism and any other type of ism in the world. It doesn't have to be violent. It can be what you show in your life.
Now, looking at the two movies, because they're both kind of dialogue-driven, really, I think, quite well, between The Founder and Hidden Figure, which one's easier to follow with the dialogue?
I tell you what, both of them would be great to watch. And I'm going to give it to The Founder, but they're both good to watch. You can, you can check them out without, without somebody, helping you, or without having, someone speaking in your ear. Check out either one. You'll enjoy them. I'm giving them both high marks in that.
I don't know what's come over you this year.
Well, you know what? Honestly, Simon, here's what's happening. We're right now hitting on a lot of movies that both these movies were possibly up for Academy Awards or at least speaking about in the award season. And we're just about to run out of these movies in the next week or so. You won't be getting such high marks soon. You'll be getting some D for Dogs and stuff like that.
Can't wait.
We'll see, Simon.
Yeah, because we just had the BAFTAs this week, and La La Land didn't do as well as I think some people thought, but it still got five gongs. Still did quite well.
But hey, overall, that's good. I mean, it may have been up for 10 or whatever like that, but it still made the best movie. And honestly, if you remember me talking, I didn't think I didn't think they went Best Actor and Actress, Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. But, hey, they won a lot of other stuff.
Right, if you want to catch up with movie gossip and reviews at your leisure and all sorts of Hollywood gossip, then you could chat to Jay online. How do we do that?
Yes, go to my website, blindsidereviews.com, and you'll see some movies. I'm a little bit ahead on my website sometimes, so even you sometimes you look there and see before we even talk about it here on the radio station.
Do you know, I should do that, then I would know what you were going to say.
Then I couldn't catch you off guard this time.
And also, you can get to Jay's Facebook page and leave a little message there as well, and there's all sorts of things going on there. Jay, it's always a pleasure to chat with you, as you know, my friend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
We'll talk later then, Simon.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.